Zion. So, as I said, Kuf Pei Zion begins with the sugya of Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish, and then deals with Makkah. So today we'll do Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish, tomorrow Makkah. So, let's quickly read the Gemara in this topic. It's on Samach of Hey Amud Beis, going on to Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Tan Rabbanan. Haro Adam Machmas Tashmish Mishameshes Pam Rishona Vishnia Vishlishes. If a woman sees dam during Tashmish Amita, she can have Tashmish a second time and a third time, of course, after going to the mikvah. Mikan va'elach lo tashamish ad shetizgarish v'tinasi la'acher. After three times she's muchzekes as being ra machmas tashmish, we assume that just like it happened the first three times, it will happen next time, and therefore she's asura labayla, but she could still marry another person. Niseis la'acher v'ras adam machmas tashmish, mishameshes pam rishonish nevishlishes, mikan va'elach lo tashamish ad shetizgarish v'tinasi la'acher. The same thing holds true for the second husband. Niseis la'acher v'ras adam machmas tashmish, mishameshes pam rishonish nevishlishes, mikan va'elach lo tashamish ad shetivdok atzma. Once she's muhsekes three times with three different husbands, she's asura to everybody. Until she does a bedika. What is the bedika? Ketzed bodekes es atzma, mevia shvoferes uvetocha makhol umoch munach al rosho, im nimtza dam al rosh hamoch biyadua shemina makor huba, and she would be asura, lo nimtza dam al rosho biyadua shemina tzadim huba. Essentially, this test is a way to mimic Tashmish Amita, so we stick something into her body, and we put a bedika cloth on the end, at the tip. So that is something that resembles the Ever HaZachar. And we see, if there's blood on the bedika cloth, which is on the tip of this stick, so then we know that the blood is coming from the Makor, because it goes straight into the Makor, or to the Pesach HaMakor, and therefore she would indeed be Asura Liolam. It shows us that she's Ra Machmas Tashmish. However, if there's no blood at the edge, and there's blood on the sides, so it shows us that what's causing her to see Machmas Tashmish? This isn't Dam Nida, this is Dam Maka. She is a Maka Shebet Stadim. And therefore she's Muteres to remain married, or to remarry somebody else. What if you don't see on the tip or on the sides? So we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. The Gemara continues. Vim yesh la maka bosom makom tola b'makasa. This is already going back to the first husband, right? You don't have to get divorced from the first husband. If she has a maka, she could be tola b'makasa. In other words, she won't assume this is dam nida, it's dam maka. And it was irritated during Tashmish, which is not uncommon. Vimyesh laveses tola bevesta. What that means, we'll have to see. There are three interpretations in the Rishonim. Imyesh laveses tola bevesta could mean that if she sees Machmas Tashmish three times in a pattern, that's Rashi. In other words, she's raw Machmas Tashmish, but it's always on the 20th of the month, so then we assume basically this is a form of Veses Hamurkov, and she could have Tashmish the rest of the time. That's Rashi. Rambam says this means that if she has Tashmish during her Veses, Bona Samach LeVeses, and she sees Dam, so then we'll assume that it's not Machmas the Tashmish, it's because it's her Veses, and she doesn't become Asura LeBaila. And three is the Mordechai. The Mordechai says this means that if she has a Veses Kavua, even though she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish, she'll assume that this isn't Dam Nida, it's actually just Dam Maka. That's the biggest leniency. Okay, the Gemara continues. Vim dam makasa mishuna midam riyasa eino taila. If her dam maka looks different than her dam riyah, then she can't be taila. In other words, yes, she has a maka, but there's a difference in color from dam maka and dam nida. And this blood looks like dam nida, so obviously she can't presume that this is dam maka anymore. That's the Gemara. So then the Gemara a little later on asks, why doesn't she do this bedika, again, where you mimic the Ever HaZachar, after the first husband, right? Why should she get divorced from the first husband and remarry a second husband, get divorced from the second husband, marry the third husband, and then only afterwards do the bedika? And the Gemara answers, Amar lei, lefi shein kol ha'etzbo shavos. So she's allowed to get remarried after the first husband, even though she's been machzik herself to be Roa Machmas Tashmish from the first husband, because En Kol Atzbo Shavos. And just because she had Dam Machmas Tashmish with husband A, that doesn't mean she'll have Dam Machmas Tashmish with husband B. But the Gemara still says, V'tivdok Atzma V'tivdok Atzma Bebiya Rishona Shel Baal Shlishi Lefish En Kol Akolcho Shavos. That maybe once she went, so she got knocked out from the first husband, second husband, and she saw Dam the first time with the third husband. So now she should have to do the Bedika. Why? Because you can no longer say in kol etzbo shavos, because with three different etzbo she sowed herself to be Ra Dam Achmas Tashmish. And the Gemara answers in kol akocho shavos, meaning to say every time they have Bia, it might be a little different. Only some of the, if you do it one way, it causes Dam, but not in other ways. So why can't you still do the Bedika after the first husband? So the Pashup shot, according to most Rishonim, is you could if you wanted to, but you're taking a risk. And it's your choice. If you want to risk it, you can. And if it turns out that the blood is on the side, then you'll be Mutaris to the first husband. But if you fail the Bedika after husband number one, you can no longer marry husband number two. We'll talk about why in a minute. So therefore, as an Eitza Tova, you may as well wait till the third husband. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. Okay. So the first question, Ad Kan Devar Gemara. The first question we have to figure out is, what does Roa Machmas Tashmish mean? Obviously it means you see Dam during Tashmish. But what is the theory behind it? Why do you have to get divorced? So essentially there's two theories. Rashi seems to say this is a type of Besses, and the Rambam seems to say that this is a type of Choli. And we will explain each position now. First, Rashi. Rashi says it's a type of Vesas. It's probably similar to a Vesas Hakfitza. Right? Vesas Hakfitza, we say that when you jump, it causes you to see Dam, and Rashi holds there is such a thing as a Vesas Hakfitza. So, too, if you have Tashmish, it causes you to see Dam. It's a similar idea. The problem is that this Vesas doesn't allow you to remain married to your husband, because since every time you have Tashmish, you see Dam, and you're not allowed to be married to a person with whom you're not allowed to have Tashmish with, so Mimela, once you've established this Vesas, you have to get divorced. Now, if so, we could understand why Rashi says that im yesh leveses tola bevesta. According to Rashi, remember, that meant that if she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish in a regular pattern on the 20th of every month, she's mutaris the rest of the time, because that's a veses morkov, right? Just like you could have a veses morkov of kvitzos plus time, so too you could have a veses morkov of Tashmish plus time. Tosfos also seems to adopt this view on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, because he writes that Rebbe is moda here that you need three times. Remember, Rebbe generally holds you establish a chazaka in two times, but he says here your moda, he agrees you need three times because this type of weird veses requires an extra re'ia, even according to Rebbe. Just like achla shum, according to Tosfos. Remember, the Veses Hashum, even Rebbe agrees you need three times, so too this. So Tosfos implies that this is just like a Veses Hashum. The Noda Behuda also understands that this is a type of Veses, and the Noda Yehuda writes, since this is a type of Veses, if at the time that she sees Machmas Tashmish, she doesn't have a Veses Kavua, and then later on she develops a Veses Kavua. So she sees Da Machmas Tashmish three times, and before she gets divorced, she develops a Veses Kavua, then she no longer has to be Choshesh for Dam Machmas Tashmish anymore. Why? Because the stronger Veses uproots the Chash of the weaker Veses. In other words, a regular Veses she sees every 28 days is a strong Veses. A Veses of Ro Machmas Tashmish, which is a Kvitzos type of Veses, is a weak Veses. Once you've established the halacha and vestos, once you've established a strong veses of every 28 days, you don't have to be choshesh for a weak veses of kvitzos. So too, you don't have to be choshesh for dam machmas tashmish. In other words, you see, the Noda Yehuda is treating this as a regular old veses. Now, if you look at the Noda Yehuda kama mem hei, he says that Reb Chaim Sanser asked a question on him. By the way, you might wonder, how could Reb Chaim Sanzer ask a question on the Note of Yehuda? Didn't the Note of Yehuda live before Reb Chaim Sanzer? The answer is he didn't. There's two Reb Chaim Sanzers. Or one is known as Reb Chaim Sanzer, who was a Rav and a Mekubal in Galitzia. He was one of the leaders of the famous Klois in Breide. So he was born in the year Tufpei, and he was actually among the Misnagdim. There are famous stories about how the Baal Shem Tov tried to, and his students tried to chap the Reb Chaim Sanzer, but they didn't. That's Reb Chaim Sanzer. Lafuke, the Chassid, who was Reb Chaim Halbersham Mitzanz, known as the Divrei Chaim, also a great posek, he lived 80 years or so later. In Tuf Kuf Nun Zion he was born. So Reb Chaim Sanzer is not the same as Reb Chaim Mitzanz, not to be confused. Anyway, Reb Chaim Sanzer was the one who asked on the Note of Yehuda, he says, I could show you that it's not just a Vases, because it's Nekar after one time. Because if you do the Bedika, right, she's Mutaris. And if it's a Vases, you should need to be Okir it three different times. So in Simen Mem Vav, the Note of Yehuda answers, no, that when you have a Veses that's Nikbal Yidei Ones, which is a Shvach of Veses, even one time is enough to be Okir it. You could have also answered, I think, even a simpler answer, which is that once you do the Bedika, you've shown that this isn't a Vases. It's just Dam Tzmaka Shebet Stadim. Okay. On the Tzad, that it is a Vases, if you really want to get Lumdus, you could try to chop whether it's a Vases of Kfitzos or is a Vases of Davar Charif. The Shach sounds more like a Vases of Kfitzos. The Chavos Das Yodalid sounds more like it's a Vases of Davar Charif, and that's an interesting question, but beyond the scope of today's discussion. So all of that is the assumption that Damach Mas Tashmish is just another type of Vases, more or less. The alternative is the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Halachos Chaf, through Chaf Beis. The Rambam sounds like it's a Choli. Now, you already get this impression from a line in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a story, Hahid Asai L'Kamei De Rebbe, Amar Lei L'Avdan Zil Basa. Azal Basa. There was a woman who came before Rebbe, who was Ramach Mas Tashmish, so he said, scare her. And he scared her. V'nafal mimena chararas dam. And what happened? Amar Rebbe, Nisrapazo, she got better. Implying that it was some type of sickness. And likewise, the Rambam writes that Niseis l'shlishi v'ras adam kach b'shas tashmish gimel pa'amim ha'rezet tisgarish v'asura linase ad shetavri mecholi zeh. He refers to it as a choli. And the other stories in the Gemara imply this. The Gemara later on refers to it as memala v'nofetzes. The Chavos Das argues with the Note of Yehuda and thinks at least it's also a choli. And he says that ro damach mas tashmish lav mitam veses l'chud nesra rak mitam chash choli Hamimala v'nofetzes dafilu b'yimei ibor v'hanaka sheino choshishin l'veses choshishin b'ramach mas tashmish. So that's going to be another nafkamina, whether you think this is a veses or a choli. What's the nafkamina? Do you have to be choshesh if you're pregnant or at a time that your b'chezkas misulak is damim? If you hold like the Note of Yehuda, you'll be mutter because you're not choshesh for vestos then. But if you hold like the Rambam and the Chavos Das, you have to be machmir. Another nafkamina will be l'chora whether this is a chash d'oraisa. If it's a veses, l'chora it's only a chash d'rabanan, we pass confessus d'rabanan. But if you hold that it's a choli, then maybe it's a chash d'oraisa. Not pashut. Another nafkamina, there's a machlokas haposkim, what's a din if she saw three times b'yimei tohar? Right? Dam tohar. Remember we saw before that you're not koveh veses during dam tohar. So what if you are roa machmas tashmish three times during the period of dam tohar? Even that we paskin, you're not ba'al dam tohar, but what would the din be? So if you hold like the Note of Yehuda, she's going to be mutaris. If you hold like the Chavos Das, she'll be asura. The Sidrei Tahara says it's going to be tali in that shayla. Okay. The next thing we have to figure out is what is the shear for roa dam machmas tashmish? Meaning to say that you only become b'chezkas ra dam achpas tashmish if you see dam immediately after tashmish, miyad. So what's the shear of miyad? How quickly? If you saw it afterwards, then we'll assume you just became a nida afterwards. You'll become a surah, but you won't be b'chezkas ra machmas tashmish. So the Torah says the shear is b'chdei sheterid min amita, which the Beis Yosef understands to mean sheterid min amita v'takaneach es atzma, because you need to do a bedika. Now, the problem that the Beis Yosef raises is that there's actually two opinions about this in the Gemara. There's two shiurim given in the Gemara, one from the Mishnah, one from the Braisa. One shiur is sheterid min amita v'tadiach es paneha, and the second shiur is shetoshi yada tachasakaru tachasakesis v'titol eid v'tivdok bo. Right? The first shiur is how long it takes to get down from the bed and do a bedika. That seems to be a little longer. The second shear is how long it takes for her to simply put her hand under a pillow, get the bdika cloth, and do the bdika while lying in bed. That seems to be a little shorter. So how do you resolve this contradiction? So there's two answers in a Gemara. Rav Chista answers these are in fact two shiurim. The longer shear is going off the bed, and if she finds dam after the longer shear, she's not b'chezkas ra machmas tashmish, and the shorter shear is doing the bdika on the bed, and then she would become asura. Rav Ashi answers, no, they're the same shear, and it depends. If the bedika cloth is already in her hands, so then the time it takes you to get out of bed and to do the bedika. Whereas if the bedika cloth is not yet in your hands, then the time it takes to reach under the pillow to do the bedika. Now the Beis Yosef is bothered because the Torah seems to be paskening like Rav Ashi, but we should paskin like Rav Chista because Rav Ashi is left off in Akasha. The Beis Yosef gives a very difficult answer for the Torah, which nobody understands. The Bach says, no, even though we leave off with Akasha, we're really paskening like Rav Ashi. So how do we paskin halacha l'maisa? It's a machlokas rishonim. According to the Ravid, it's bechdei shetoshet yada tachasakar, like Rav Chista, and the Machaber paskins like the Ravid, and according to the Torah, it's bechdei shetorid min amita, like Rav Ashi. As I said, the Mechaber Paskins Kedei Shetoshet Yada Tachasakar. However, right, the Mechaber doesn't Paskin like the Torah because he thought the Torah is very schwer. However, Halach L'maisa, this might not be relevant because the Ramah says, since we're not Bekian exactly what the Shear is, after all, the difference between the Shiurim is a matter of a second or two or a half a second, really very small, we're not Bekian, and therefore we have to be Machmir as long as it's Samach L'Tashmish. However, the Archa Shulchan says, no, we're not going to be Moshi Isha Mibaila because of a Chumrah of the Ramah that we're not Bekiyim, and you could actually try to figure it out and be lenient. Another point, Halach L'maisa, is that these Bedikos have to be Ritzufim. Sorry, these Re'ios Machmas Tashmish have to be Ritzufim. If she sees twice Machmas Tashmish, and then she has a Tashmish Amita without Dam, then she has again with Dam, she doesn't become a Muchsekes. It's only if it's straight Machmas Tashmish. We also paskin, it doesn't matter whether this happens at the beginning of her marriage or after his marriage, after a while, as opposed to the Rach, who says it's only in the beginning. Now, Halacha L'maisa nowadays, if this were to happen, of course, we would say you should see a doctor. Most of the time, something like this happens, it will probably just be a Maka, and we're going to talk about shortly what you do if it is a maka. If there is a very rare condition that has symptoms very similar to Rias Dam Machmas Tashmish, but that could also be treated medically nowadays. So under most circumstances, there's a medical treatment for this. Okay. How many times do you need? So we already said in the Gemara, you need three times. And even though there's a machlokas between Rebbe and Rashbag, how many times you need for a chazaka, we paskin in the Gemara in Yevamos and Samach Dalet Amud Aleph that legabe vestos, we paskin you need three, and therefore here too you need three times. The Beis Yosef does quote from the Smag, very interesting theory, three times from the first husband and three times from the second husband, but not the third husband. You're usher after two husbands. And it's very tricky. Why? Why in one case is it three, in the other case two? There are different theories. I thought perhaps the pshat is like this, that the Gemara in Yavamo says, according to the Rashba and many Rishonim, we really don't know how to paskin for chazaka. Is chazaka 3 or is chazaka 2? So each halacha we're going to use the Klali Horah that apply for that type of halacha. So for Vestos, we paskin 3. The Rashba says, because Vestos adrabanan safek lahaka. However, that's lahotzi isha mibayla. We're not going to be motzi isha mibayla until 3 times. But for the third husband to marry her, so that's not yet a shasat chak. It's not lahotzi isha mibayla. Lahotzi isha mibayla, we say, amotzi mechaver levaraya. You want to prove that I'm ramachmas tashmish, you need 3. But here, to get married in the first place, since it's a safek after 2 times, then you can't get married lachatchila. That might be what the smag holds. One way or the other, we don't paskin like this smag. We paskin 3 times 3. Now, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is very interesting. Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that you need 3 times after the Bia Rishona. This gets back to your question from earlier. Right? It sounds like you need 3 times after the first Bia. But the Shach and the Taz say, no, it's Lav Dafka, means 2 times after the first Bia. If you look at the Taras HaShlamim Oz Beis, he says, no, it's Dafka, 3 times after the first Bia, and this is based on that Rivid that we mentioned earlier, that Kamaisa is Lav Min Aminyan. And he says that that's how we would paskin. Now, there's really a machlokas bedas haRivid, how to understand the Rivid. That's what we alluded to before. And that machlokas, you could see it over here. One way to understand that machlokas, there are different theories. One is that until we're alarmed, we don't pay attention. Another is based on the ra'ah, that when it comes to weird vestos, you need 4 times. And this is just a weird type of vases, right? Like the ra'ah, not like the rashba that we mentioned in Kuf Pei Tas. Though it's a little strange that the Mechaber would forget the opinion of the Rambam and the Tur and be so same like the Ravid out of the blue, which is why the Shach and Ataz's reading of the Mechaber is a little more compelling, even though it's Lav Dafka. If you want to look at Pischei Tshuva Beis, he brings down the opinions of the different poskim on this matter. Okay. The next question is the following. A very, very straightforward question, which is like this. We mentioned that if you do this bedika shvofares, right, and you don't see any dam on the bedika, she is muteres. Meaning to say, there could be 3 results of the bedika. One is you see dam on the top of the bedika, the rosho, in which case she's asura leolam. Option B, you see dam betstadim, and she's certainly muteres leolam. What about if you don't see dam at all? So the Beis Yosef says she's still muteres to marry another person. Why? Because we say the principle of let's make it a little stronger. Maybe I should be choshesh that if I don't see dam at all, she's a surah. Why? Because ein kol atzbo shavos. Meaning to say, yes, it's true, she had the equivalent of tashma shamita with this shvoferes. However, ein kol atzbo shavos, right? And therefore, right, again, after 3 times, right? She did it 3 times, ein kol atzbo shavos, and therefore you should have to be machmir. Answers the Beis Yosef, we only say ein kol atzbo shavos lahakel and not lahachmir. So we say ein kol atzbo shavos to allow her to marry the second husband, even without a bedika, but we never say ein kol atzbo shavos lahachmir. So then I'll say, so let's do the bedika after the first husband, and even if you see dam berosho, you could be mekel, because I'll say ein kol atzbo shavos. So the answer is no. The answer is that we only say ein kol atzbo shavos if you have a sfeik sfeika. What's the pshat? The pshat is that I say ein kol atzbo shavos after the first husband to allow her to marry the second husband without a bedika, because I say like this. I say, sfeik one, maybe this is tzadim. This isn't even damnida at all. Imtim tzalomar, this is damnida. So then maybe ein kol atzbo shavos, the first husband will cause this, but not the second husband, right? So I have a sfeik sfeika. That's why we allow her to get married after the first husband. However, if you did the bedika and it turned out bad, So then it's vaday not dam shebetz dadim. You don't have a spake spake anymore. Now you're not allowed to say en kol etzbo shavos to allow her to remarry. In other words, the reason why she's basically allowed to get remarried after the first husband is because of a spake spake. And therefore we say en kol etzbo shavos. And that's why we say if there's no dam berosho, even after the third husband, she's going to be muteris. Now if you take a look at the Darkei Moshe, he asks a very similar question, but it's actually a little different, and he gives a different answer. The Darkei Moshe wonders, why is it that if I don't see dam on its stadim, it should be mutter? In other words, why don't I say, look, in the past, every time she's had tashmish, she's seen dam, right? Now I did the bedika, let's say after three times, right? Now I did the bedika, I don't see dam berosho, and I don't see dam betstadim. So obviously this isn't a good test, because every time she has tashmish, she sees dam. So why is she allowed to get married now? Or why is she allowed to remain married to husband number three? So he says, no, the answer is, it must be she was cured. Meaning to say, the Rama thinks that this bedika is perfect. It's not that it perfectly simulates tashmish. We're not choshesh that it's dafka tashmish that causes the dam because of chimud of some sort. No, it's a perfectly good bedika, and therefore, if she doesn't see anything on it, we'll assume she was cured, and therefore she is mutaris. Now, the Beis Yosef doesn't seem to be concerned about this, and this indicates a very fundamental machlokas. Probably, the reason why the Beis Yosef wasn't bothered by this question is because the Beis Yosef said, would have assumed, that the reason why she didn't see dam on the side is because there's no bedika cloth on the side. The side is made out of metal, right, aver, and the blood won't stick to that. And therefore, we see here that there's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and halacha l'maisa, this is also a machlokas between the poskim, between Shach Yud Aleph and Chavos Das, in the Chidushim of Katan Vav, and that's the following. Where do we expect to see dam on the side if there's a makah shebet stadim? Or are you putting a bedika cloth on the side as well, right? Or just at the end? So the Shach says that even if you don't see dam at all, she's mutaris. Because we can assume that there's a makah shebet stadim. Whereas according to Chavos Das, no. The Chavos Das says no. There's two options. It's min ha-makor or it's min ha-tzadim. If it's on the tip, we know it's from the makor. If it's on the sides, it's from the tzadim. If it's nothing, if it doesn't tell you anything, then it's a bad test, and therefore it doesn't change her status. The Sidri Tara is meikah, like the Shach. The Noda Behuda is a pshara. He says that she's tahora, even if it's not on the sides, except there's a nafgamina, because if you see the dam on the sides, and then you have tashmish again, and you see dam three more times, she becomes mulsekes once again. Whereas if you see on the side, so that proves it's minat stadim, and therefore she's mutares liola. The Noda Behuda also holds that there's a machlokes whether if you do this bedika after the first husband, you remain mutter to the first husband. The pashtus says you should. Rashi says not. Maybe Rambam as well. Rambam has a different theory. So the Ramah writes that we're not choshish for Rashi. We paskin halacha l'maisa that you're mutar after the first, even for the first husband after the bedika. But the Noda Behuda says, and it has to be a good bedika. In other words, you have to find dam betstadim, not just no dam. Okay. Another basic question here, which is why is she mutares to another person? So we already mentioned before that the basis of this heter is the Sveik Sveika, and that's the opinion of the Smag, right? Safek, you could marry the second husband, Safek, if it's from the Makor, Minat Stadim, Minton Shalomar, Minna Makor, Ein Kol Etzbo Shavos. So the Noda Behuda writes in Pischei Tshuva Vav, therefore, if we know it's not Minat Stadim, like it comes out B'Shefa, then there's no Sveik Sveika, and you'll be Aser to the second husband. The Chavos Das asks a different question. He says, one second, if the heter here is based on Sveik Sveika, don't we have a principle of Sveik Sveika Shef Shelevarer? Why are you allowed to marry the second husband without a bedikah, just do the bedikah after the first husband. So I said before, well, you don't have to gamble. But you should have to gamble, because it's a sfeik sfeik ashef shelavayer. That's a Chavis Das's question. So I thought there's a simple answer to this question. The Shach writes that even though we pass, there's a machlokas we shown him, whether sfeik sfeik ashef shelavayer, tzarch levayer, ain't tzarch levayer. If you look at Shach and Klali sfeik sfeik on Yordei Kof Yod Aleph, he says that Mikra, didn't we paskin sfeik sfeik ashef shelavayer, ain't tzarch levayer. It's only that if it's efshir levayer bekal, we're machmir to be mevayer. Here, it's not efshir levayer bekal, because if you do the birur, you could end up being asura li'olam vaed. So therefore, you certainly wouldn't have to do that birur, even if you could do that birur. Moreover, you could even say, well, okay, so she doesn't have to do the birur, but the second husband should require her to do the birur, because he doesn't have to marry her. So this might depend a little bit on that shaila, but okay. Last point on this. I know this is a little tedious, but just one more point, and then we'll stop. So we mentioned before the Gemara says, im yesh la veses tola bevesta, right? And we mentioned three interpretations of what that meant. So let's now analyze all three interpretations. So the first interpretation was Rashi. Rashi says that means she sees da machmas tashmish in a regular pattern, right? Every 25 days, she sees da machmas tashmish. So here we have to ask a question. What happened in between those 25 days? In other words, day 1, day 25, and day 50, she saw da machmas tashmish. Did she ever have tashmish in between without? So, unclear. Remember we said that the Beis Yosef quotes Rishonim, who hold, you never become asura unless they're ritzufin, right? So if we assume Rashi agrees to that, then it turns out that Rashi says a pattern develops even though you, every single time you've ever had tashmish with this guy, you've always seen dam, right? In other words, if after seeing dam three times, ramach matashmish three times, you look back and you could discover some type of pattern, then you're muteres. That's one way to understand Rashi, in which case it's a big kula. Perhaps one might have objected to this, because Beis Yosef writes that the Rambam agrees to Rashi, and Mehecha Tesi that the Rambam would agree to this point. He doesn't say it at all. But that's the simple understanding of Rashi, because otherwise it would turn out that Rashi's arguing with all those Rishonim, and the Beis Yosef that require Ritzufim, and the Beis Yosef doesn't seem to indicate that anybody argues with those Rishonim. Okay, so that is the simple understanding, though it's a big discussion in the poskim. If you want, look at Tursa Shlamim, Oslamit, Chavos Das, Tez Zayin, Sidrei Tara Chav Gimel, and the Aruch Lener and the Gemar. Option, position number two is the Rambam. The Rambam says that im yesh lavesta lavesta means shimsha b'shas vesta. So what does that mean? The question that everyone asks, starting with the Drisha, is atu b'shiyah askinan. You're not allowed to have tashmish b'shas vesta. So it's true, if you had tashmish b'shas vesta three times, you won't become a surah because of rodam machmas tashmish. But what are we talking about? Rishayim? We need a halacha? The Gemara to tell me what the halacha is for people that violate the halacha? So that's a problem. So therefore, there are a couple of answers. One answer you could give is that we're talking about Yotzei L'Darach, according to Rashi, Udi'ime, that you're allowed to have Tashmish Amita, right? So there are times that you're allowed to have Tashmish Samach Levesta Beheter, like Yotzei L'Darach. So that happened three times, and each time she saw Dam, so she wouldn't become a Asura Machmas Tashmish. Another possibility, this is what the Adrisha suggests, is that the Tashmish was goreim for the vesis to come a little earlier, meaning to say she has tashmish the night before her expected vesis. Let's assume you don't hold like the Orz Ruah. So the night before your expected vesis. So that's heter gamor. But if that happened three times, we'll say, what's going on here is that the tashmish causes the vesis to come a little earlier, and therefore she doesn't become asura liolam. She should just avoid that situation. That's the precious answer. However, the Shach and the Taras Ashlamin, the Shach and Taras Ashlamin don't like this, because The Shach asks, the whole reason why you're allowed to have Tashmish before your Vestas begins is because we assume you're not going to see then. Once you say that there's this possibility of it coming earlier through Tashmish, it shouldn't even be Mutter. A third answer you could give is we're talking about a Ketana. Ketana doesn't have to be Choshish for Vestas Sheino Kavua, and therefore she could see Dan Bishas Vesta without violating the Halacha. Okay. The third interpretation, what does it mean in Yeshal Vestas Tala Vesta, is the Mordechai. The Mordechai, according to the Beis Yosef's understanding, is, again, that she has a Vestas Kavua, she can, basically, she'll never become a Surah Machmas Tashmish. That's the simple understanding. Now, the simple reading of this Mordechai is that she's Mamish Muteres. She sees Dam Machmas Tashmish, but she has a Veses. The Veses will tell me that this is probably Dam Maka, and she's Mutara. She doesn't even have to go to the mikvah. It's referred to as Dam Tahor. That's a simple understanding. However, that's a massive Chiddush, because she doesn't know of any Maka, right? She didn't even have pain. There's no indication that she has any Maka. Just because she has a Veses Kavua, we're going to say, must be that you have a Maka, and we're going to be Matir this Dam, and you don't have to go to the mikvah? So that leads some to understand, including the Shach in his interpretation of the Maharai and the Ramah, that it means that if she has a Veses, we are going to make her a Surah. She's going to have to go to the mikvah, but she won't be Muchzekes as Ruah Damach Mastashmish. She'll never have to get divorced from her husband. But it doesn't mean she's actually Muteres. She sees Dam Machmas Tashmish. Even though she has a Ves Kavua, going to say, okay, you have to be Poresh, Be'ever Mace, and go to the Mikvah and the like. It's just that if that happens three times, we're going to assume that for purposes of Lahotzi Isha Mitachas Baila, that she is not Muchzakas. And finally, the Taz, if Osches understands that the Mordechai was only Makel if she has a Veses when there's a Maka She'eno Yadua Shemotzi Dam. The Mordechai doesn't mean to say that if she has a Veses but no Maka she's aware of at all, she's Mutares. It means if she has a Veses and she has a Maka She'eno Yadua Shemotzi Dam, that's when she could be Makel. But otherwise, if she doesn't have a Veses, you would have to be Machmir in that. So those are the three interpretations of the Mordechai. Okay, so this is the first half of Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, and tomorrow I will do the more practical element, which is how you deal with Makos. Have a good day.